days, if your iPhone doesn't work, it's practically an emergency.
Do you have an emergency, sir?
Yes, I do. My emergency is my phone don't work.
48-year-old Michael Skopek was so upset with his iPhone that he called 911 in Kendall County, Illinois.
How about I smash this phone on the floor, okay? Why can't I dial up the numbers I used to be able to dial?
I do not know that.
Skopek didn't call 911 once. He didn't call twice. He called five times. Call number one.
You're tying up a phone line.
I know I'm doing it, but it ain't my fault. It's f***ing AT&T's fault.
And here's how call number two ended.
Thank you, goddamn it. F*** yourself.
See you. Have a good night, sir.
Now, Skopek did have a reason for calling 911. He said it was the only number his phone could dial. By call number three, the dispatcher was still remarkably patient, considering police described Skopek as appearing intoxicated.
The best bet is to probably either go to an AT&T store or...
Well, how about I just blow this phone up?
Hey, you can't scare an iPhone with threats. They've even been blended. By Skopek's fourth call, the dispatcher tried getting his address.
We can have an officer come out. Maybe he can help you.
He can't help me.
How do you know?
Because they'll shoot me with a gun.
Oh.
By call number five, the dispatcher's just about had it.
You know, you're going to waste a police officer's time.
Well, you're wasting my time, sir.
Well, it's easier to waste your time than the police
officer. Why is it easier to waste my time?
As for the idea of sending an officer...
Well, that's pretty dumb.
On whose part?
His final words to the dispatcher...
All right, whatever. Go to hell.
You're really very a nice person, sir.
When police arrived, they arrested Skopek for obstructing an officer, even if Skopek probably thought the iPhone was obstructing him.
Have you been drinking tonight, sir?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm just not very smart.
Unlike his phone... Genimo, CNN.
What the hell's wrong with my phone?
New York.